What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. We're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. My name is JP. I'm usually joined by Tim, but Tim partied a little too hard on Memorial Day, and he's not gonna be able to make it because he hasn't moved for the past couple of days. So I thought about calling, you know, a random friend and being like, hey, you want to do a podcast? But, you know, you got to challenge yourself sometimes. So a solo pod it is. If you are new to the Positive Truth, like I just said, usually there are two of us, me, JP, and Tim, who isn't here. We're based out of Oklahoma City. We're a positive and uplifting news podcast. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. And on Friday, we focus on an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Our goal is to make the world a little better of a place, one day at a time, and lower the fear as being brought by the mainstream news. And, you know, make the community just a little bit better. If you want to support the podcast, please like, share, subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Positive Truth, Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. Twitter, TPT underscore podcast, and the Instagram at The Positive Truth. We have a goal of 1,000 likes, 1,000 subscribers, whatever you want to call it on YouTube and Facebook. And we're selling t-shirts. All the proceeds for these t-shirts will go to RAIN, which is a sexual assault nonprofit, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is our second nonprofit the donations are going to, and the Positive Tomorrows, which is an Oklahoma City-based nonprofit that helps with homeless children. And yeah, that's what we're doing here. We have a few other things planned to help out in the community. Haven't quite started them yet, but we're still getting better. We're on episode 32, becoming this Friday. So we've come a long ways. We've been basically trucking for a little more than a half a year. And we're still looking to get better. On Friday, we're talking about listening and why it's important and how you can become a better listener in your life. But in the meantime, I'm going to try to do these positive news stories by myself. And the first two I'm going to focus on, I'm going to retweet on the Twitter so you can see them on there. It's a man named Omar Hegazi and a young man, 6-year-old swimmer from Ismail, who's basically, he has no arms. They're both swimmers. The 6-year-old is basically he's from Bosnia. His name is Ismail, and he has no arms, and he's a champion swimmer. He's won medals in competitions. He has a foot deformity, and that hasn't stopped him from swimming. His parents just enrolled him in it, you know, like, hey, be like a normal kid. And he's really good at it, and I'm not saying he's gonna grow up and be Michael Phelps and just crushing people in the Olympics. But him just showing like, yo, no matter what adversity you have, you can still be really good at something you like. You can still be an equal on some sort of playing field. I think it's really inspirational. The first person I mentioned first is Omar Hegazi. He swam from Egypt to Jordan. That's 20 kilometers in less than 9 hours. But the thing is, he's the first amputee to ever do it. He lost basically the bottom portion of one of his legs. And before he lost his leg, he was a real outdoor adventure-y type person. And after he lost his leg, he was kind of scared and terrified. But when he started, you know, enjoying life again, he started doing those activities. He found it more satisfying to complete like off-road adventures, hiking, running, going to the gym was even more fun, more enjoyable, and had more of just a positive feeling on his life now that he had a disability. And his message, I'm going to post it on the Twitter, give it a little retweet, from Alcajira, America. It's like, no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad it seems, you can still turn it into a positive. And I think they're really great, uplifting news stories. And I have a few more. Since everyone's getting their degrees, I got a story of a World War II vet that got his high school diploma after 71 years of not having one, basically. His name is Milton Mockerman, and he served in the Navy in World War II. He dropped out of high school forged a fake birth certificate just so he could join World War II. And then when he got back, because he served in the Navy for 2.5 years, he needed to find work so he couldn't go back to high school. And he worked on the railroad for 31 years. And as he got older, he got retired, he wanted to finish his education. He found basically a lady named Miss Sattler. It was his secretary, and he helped the military vet accomplish his goals. And he got his high school diploma after dropping out 71 years ago. So anyone that's thinking about going back to school and you're too old to go back to school, you're never too old. You're never too old to make a difference in your life. Amazing story. I'm going to post it on the Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. You can check it out there. I have a couple more news stories if I can find them. Here's a quick one. New York Times just posted about a day ago that an hour walk 3 times a week has benefits for dementia. But as we all know, Alzheimer's affects millions of Americans, and dementia as well. And being active, being healthy, exercising, they've shown has slowed the effects, been proven at this point. I think it's a positive step forward. It's not stopping dementia, it's not stopping Alzheimer's, but it is a method of slowing down and prevention. And soon we will have a cure to Alzheimer's. It might not be tomorrow, it might be 100 years, but every day we're getting closer. Another positive news story is coming from Iceland, of all places. Iceland is basically the only country in the world that gets 100% of its electricity electricity from thermal emissions. So it's called geothermal energy production. So what they do is they basically drill a hole 2 to 3 miles deep in the Earth's crust, and they use that heat from the Earth's crust, use that steam to fuel the generators, which produces electricity. They have no coal in Iceland. This is how they get all their electricity. They're the only country in the world that does this. The problem with geothermal energy is, if after all the excess heat puts CO2 into the atmosphere, but there's unlimited geothermal energy down there. So because, as I try to explain this without sounding moderately silly, whenever the Earth was forming, the crust was melting. Well, not really melting, but it was volcanic. And over the millions of years, it cooled on the surface, and that's where we're at. But underneath, there's still all that volcanic activity, all that thermal pressure, all that heat. And there's basically unlimited energy down there. But the problem is, whenever you use geothermal energy, it puts a lot of CO2 into the atmosphere. Well, Iceland has found a solution to that. What they do is they take that excess heat and steam and they run it through a processor and they run it through stone. And what happens is all the extra carbon gets put in the stone and it doesn't go into the atmosphere. So they've actually found a way to make geothermal energy, which is basically unlimited, planet friendly. And I think it's awesome. I'm going to retweet that on the Twitter. It's an awesome little video. It's like 2 minutes long. Absolutely inspiring. If we can do this in other countries, it has the potential to basically get rid of our reliance on coal and get rid of our CO2 emissions. All we have to do is figure out how to do it like Iceland is right now on a massive scale. But that right there is a step in the positive direction towards saving the planet and ending global warming. But speaking of ending global warming, the last positive news story I'm going to focus on is from a man named Ian Rosenberg, who is an entrepreneur and a founder of Thread International. And basically what he does is he goes to Haiti, he takes all the extra plastic that's dumped there, recycles it, turns it into fabric, and sells it back to companies who are trying to be more responsible. So I collect Timberland shoes. Timberland is one of the companies that buys these old plastic bottles and well, not buy the, not that doesn't, they don't buy the plastic bottles, but what they do is they buy from Thread International and reuse their plastic to make new shoes, new clothing. In the video, Ian talks about how basically there's a garbage truck of plastic being put in the ocean every hour or 30 minutes, and that basically leaves like 80 tons of plastic going into the ocean every single year. And a lot of countries, they don't have the lower income countries, third world countries, as some would say, they don't have the reliance or the infrastructure to get rid of all this plastic, so it's just all on their beaches. And Thread International is basically, they're tired of it, and so they're thinking about what they did is they're just turning the plastic into clothing and selling it back. It's a step in the right direction. We have a problem with global warming. We have a problem with too much plastic in the ocean. I know Tim did a story a few months ago about basically a humongous boat that has the ability to pick up trapped plastic out of the ocean and then recycle it on the boat. It's the first of its kind. It started about 2 months ago. This Thread International is just another step in a positive direction. This Ian Rosenberg, he actually has a TED Talk that you can check out if you Google him. It's a really good TED Talk about saving the planet and becoming a little more basically global efficiency. And just being more globally helpful and making sure the planet is better for not just us, but future generations. I'm going to post that on the Facebook. So check those out. Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast and Twitter at TPT_podcast. And yeah, I'm about 12 minutes in. It's kind of weird doing this podcast by myself, stumbling over words, but it's okay because we got to bring that positive, uplifting news every Monday and Wednesday. Now, if I could just find a quote, we can end this thing on a good note. I want to thank everyone that's been listening to the Positive Truth. Hopefully Tim will be back so he can help me out next time. Hopefully Tim feels better. He said he's going to stop drinking, but we'll see how that goes. For my positive quote, I want to say that friendship is like a bank account. You can't continue to draw on it without making deposits. Wonderful positive quote that I don't feel like needs explaining. Until then, we will see you on Friday with how to listen better and how it can help you in your life. We're out, or I guess I should say I'm out. Peace. As Tim would say, stay positive.